Science machine.
Hi, is Manuel in?
Yeah, this is Manuel. How can I help you?
Hi, Manuel. This is Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Good luck. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. I was following up on a pre-approved finance offer we had mailed out to your business a few weeks ago. Got you pre-approved with us for some working capital and equipment financing for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back, seeing if you had anything kind of coming up towards the end of the year here where we might be able to help you out.
At this moment, I'm not interested, but
is there maybe a typical time of the year where you do look at the finances of the business and kind of like reevaluate if you need anything?
The best time to do that is around January, something
right.
Like that.
Kind of towards the end of the year ish.
Yeah, it has to be right now. The business goes down a little bit. October, November, December is going down a little bit.
Is there a reason for that? Like what causes this slowdown?
It's just the winter time, the holidays, and all that.
Okay. Yeah. So when it's kind of slows down for you, do you do anything different? Do you kind of shift your focus on the business?
No, it's just. I work too hard the whole year, and that time I take a little bit time for me. So it's okay. So when I work some days, I work like 6 to 8, and I have a lot of hours.
You're working 14-hour shifts, man. That's an unbelievable amount of hours every day.
Yeah, it's like 6 months I work like that, and like the other 6 months I going so slow. So
okay. Manuel, kind of give you a little background on the types of programs that we have to offer. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with a working capital loan. It's an unsecured cash loan for the business, which means that generally we're able to free up around like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So you can use that money for whatever, reason you see fit for the business. I mean, if you're looking to maybe hire on somebody else so you're not working those crazy amount of hours, that could possibly be a good thing for you. Or if you just want to have cash on hand to cover whatever costs that you might incur over the next few months.
I owe money right now to somebody else, and my last payment is going to be in November. And until I finish that payment, I'm going to think about it and to take another loan.
Okay.
So
what did you just out of curiosity, so I can get a little better perspective, what did you take that loan out for? Was it just a business loan?
Yeah, it was a business loan, and was On Deck.
Yes. We work closely with On Deck for some of the lending things that we offer here. They're kind of like a bank in our network that we've dealt with before. If some of their customers come to us.
Yeah, I get a 1 year term with them, and I get it on November 17th. So I believe in around that day it's going to be my last payment.
November 17th.
Like that.
What were you using that money for? Were you just trying to have extra cash on hand?
No, I take inventory. I get inventory. I get a lot of stuff, and I move the money, and I pay them. So right now, I'm okay with the inventory. Right now, I'm thinking about I don't get that loan until next year, maybe January, February. I don't know.
Are you looking to maybe pay them off in full so you can get these last few months, loan-free?
What do you mean?
Like to just pay them off in their entirety, just like take out the cash loan that's higher than what it is, and then you pay them off, and then you'll have the cash on hand to last you throughout the end of the year.
No. I like to pay them first.
Okay.
And I'm not thirsting at this moment. I just gonna finish it all and later. If he wants to leave a phone number where I can reach you, and if I'm thirsting,
call
you.
Maybe is there maybe an email address I can just shoot you over my contact info that way? You can have me on file.
Okay, my email address is Manuel. My name Manuel. Abel.
Abell.
No, A B E L.
Oh, E L. Okay.
Science, my last name, S-A-E-N-Z as a zebra,
mm-hmm.
12 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right, and one quick last question for you, Manuel. You know, just out of curiosity, if you, you know, had the money on hand right now, the $250,000, what could you do with it?
Definitely to grow my business.
So you're looking to expand everything right now?
Yeah, to get two or three machines and okay. Inventory.
What type of machines are you looking to bring on? Because, like I said, we also do equipment financing.
Yeah, it's like I'm planning to buy two machines, at least two machines. It's going to be like we're talking about like $95,000 in both. Something okay. Like that. I asked for those prices. So one is like 50 and the other one is like 45. So I think about it, about that. And my credit is not really good right now, so I'm working on it right now.
So Manuel, with us, we're able to approve credit tiers A through D. It's kind of our specialty. I mean, like if that's something of concern, if it's the credit that's kind of holding you back, with us, that's not that big of a deal, because credit isn't, you know, the most important part for it, but it, you know, plays a little factor in like how we get you approved, what we can get you approved for. But we work with a lot of business owners who have not so great of credit, and we're usually able to get them approved for the programs that we have on hand. You know, is that something that's kind of holding you back in terms of why you're not looking to bring on these machines?
Yeah, I asked for it, and I tell you, I'm not ready for that right now. But I believe the next year I'm gonna get it, definitely. If you guys, that's why, if you send me over the information and everything, mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk to them. And but that one, for be honest with you, it have to be like February, something like that.
For the machines or for the
For the machines. For the machines.
Okay.
Like to be like February. The business going very good after February.
Oh, after February. Okay. And you
after
don't want to be. Okay. So what type of machines are these? What are they going to do for the business? Like, how is it going to help you out?
One is a resurface machine.
Okay.
And the other one, it's air compressor and ball gas machine.
Okay.
Actually, it's three. So.
Okay. Is the second one kind of like a two-in-one deal?
Yeah, something like that. They tell me with I'm talking about $45,000 for both,
mm-hmm.
And the first one is. Something like that, like almost 50,000.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's like, is that like a typical price for those types of equipment?
Yeah, it's.
Is it like a used piece that you're getting, or are these brand new? Because
no, it's a brand new.
Oh, they're brand new. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And you're looking to add them on, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. No, because I mean, that's obviously a sign that you are trying to grow, and then you are trying to, you know, expand a little bit, see how these pieces of equipment can kind of just fit within your, you know, your business. Are you guys maybe looking to open up a new storefront as well, a new shop?
No. This is enough. Here is enough.
Okay, good. Because a lot of the machine shops that I work with, a lot of them are maxed out in terms of the space that they have available for them. So they usually, what they do is either they'll move on to a new shop entirely and move everything, or they're kind of just expand onto their pre-existing building.
No, it's over here. Yeah, I'm going to stay here in the same spot.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. All right, Manuel. So I do have your email, and you know, I do have kind of like a little perspective on what you're, you know, looking to do. I know it's not on your priority list right now to kind of get those machines. You're kind of waiting to see, you know, what happens in the next couple months, and you're trying to pay off that on-deck loan. Is there a better time that you would like me to follow up with you? Maybe in, you know, a couple weeks, a month, see what happens.
No, I think it's until January. January. If I'm gonna save you information, if I decide to Mm-hmm. Go for the machines. I'm going to call you, definitely.
So, okay, just one quick last thing. Don't want to take up, you know, any more of your time than I already have. But have you, you know, looked into Section 179? Are you familiar with that? It's a tax write-off that you get at the end of the year. So if you bring on equipment before the end of the fiscal year for 2016, so if you do it before December 31st, you're able to write those pieces of equipment off as a tax write-off. So that means that you're going to pay less for taxes for this year, which is, you know, good, because nobody likes paying more than they need to Uncle Sam, right? So maybe that's something to consider if you're trying to, you know, have more cash on hand by getting those tax write-offs. Because
yeah, but it's the same thing. Not going to use it for 2017. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, you know, that's just something to consider. It's just an idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that advantage for 17. So if I don't get it for this year, I'm gonna get it for the next year.
True. Yes, you will. Okay. All right. I will send you over my information. You know, if anything comes up in the next couple months before I follow up with you, you know, feel free to give me a call. I'd really, you know, see some advantage in helping you out here. We're both of us, you know, can
appreciate it.
Do some work together.
I will. Okay.
All right, Manuel. Yo, you take care and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, man. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.